Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Cruise-like flu. So expect to be down for the count for at least another couple of days into this week. So that's why no Todd today, and probably not until Wednesday. So we'll keep plugging sans Mr. Mitchell here today on the program. Michelle Bachman will join us at the bottom of this hour. In the meantime, we get to find out what is on your mind. We just chatted with Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, about what the price of oil is doing for production activity in North Dakota. What do you want to talk about in, you know, in that regard? I mean, I've been asked a lot about this, just because we covered the industry a great deal on the program. And, you know, the question is really how long is it going to last? And really nobody can answer that. And so really you can't determine what kind of long-term impact it'll be. It's certainly prompting a slowdown leading into 2015. You know, Lynn telling us 2/3 of the slowdown is related to price right now and 1/3 related to, regulation, with more regulation to come, suggests to me that maybe, so we don't lose momentum, look, when you lose rigs and you lose crews with rigs and everything else, that momentum is hard to restart. And so seemed to me maybe a temporary lift in some of that might be a good idea to minimize some of the impact there. On the other hand, short term, you know, again, when you're talking about sort of like the ag world, you know, when you're coming off these enormous highs, when you have a little dip in prices and not the best of years, it's hard to say, you know, poor me. It's not fun because you're on a pretty good run. And on the other hand, you're coming off a what? And I think that's a case of, you know, we've been just red hot in so many areas that to have a slowdown allow you maybe to catch up a little bit on some of the infrastructure needs, catch up on some of the hiring needs. I mean, everybody's a start for people. You know, have you know, whether it be housing, whether it be all kinds of things we catch up on, but nobody wants to see this 6, 12, 18 months from now, for sure. But welcome your take on anything Lynn had to say. The other big story is obviously the Senate over the weekend went along with the House and was busy voting all day on Saturday on a Senate bill. Ted Cruz wanted to fight a little sooner than the leadership did. Here's what our own John Hovind told, what am I reading this from? National Journal, I guess. Let's see here. It says, the $1.1 trillion spending bill, which passed the House under a similarly frantic process Thursday night, now heads to President Obama's desk, where he's expected to sign it. The bill delays for now the confrontation with the Obama administration over immigration that Cruz is pushing for, but the conservative Texan will likely get his chance in February when the funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire, and when a majority of Republicans say they'll join him. The argument between Cruz and party leaders was not over their desire to hit back at the White House over immigration, but when and how. This is what I'm trying to point out here. Okay? Nobody disagrees that the message was fight, right? But when and how. Many Republicans, including leadership, disagreed with Cruz's push to address the immigration matter immediately. They argued they should handle what to do about Obama's executive order when they have the majority in January. Here's the quote from our own Senator John Hovind. Fight when we can win and get something accomplished. That's what we're trying to set up for next year when we have the majority in the Senate. Is that the right strategy? Tell me what you think. 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emailer says, the Republicans have the football and they decided to take a knee in an attempt to run out the clock. Too bad that only works if you're ahead on the scoreboard. I'm afraid they've just pushed it off until election season next. They use it as an excuse to win the White House. Meanwhile, we have to pay back $18 trillion just to be flat broke. We can't wait. Here's a call that came in as well during the break on this.
Scott, if Congress was serious about change, they wouldn't be funding our budget all the way through next September. It needs to be short term, and it needs to be line by line. So I think you're defending them entirely too much at this point. It's time for them to toe the line and toe it now.
All right. Here's the deal, though. It is something that's been sorely missing in Congress is something called regular order. All right. So normally you would have government funded while you're debating, and then you're debating the next budget. So to me, they're running a railroad like you should run a railroad, where they're saying, okay, with the exception, by the way, of Department of Homeland Security, they are holding that one back. That's only funded through February, so they can effectively, as Senator Hovind said, craft something in the way of a response to President Obama's immigration order. So they are doing that. The rest of the funding goes till September. That's not sort of saying, okay, we give. By the way, Paul Ryan, I think it's called the Ryan Murray Budget Outline. All of the, there's a number of things in this legislation that reduce funding. I think the EPA is down to the equivalent of 1989 full-time equivalents, as an example. And so there are reductions, and most of that has stayed on that track. So, you know, again, through September. But here's the big issue. When do you fight the fight? When you have the extra tool of the Senate in your control? I think that makes some sense. Mike in Williston, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Mike. I can hear you. How are you? I'm not sure Mike could hear me. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next. Mike, try again. And by the way, should mention this again. This hour I did earlier, but a lot of treacherous road conditions out there. Anything you want to pass along, feel free to call us, would you? For the sake of your fellow motorists, and let us know what you're finding out there. 800-228-0550. Mike in Williston might have been dealing with just that out there. It's worst in that northwest corner of the state. In fact, Wilson School's closed today. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I'll just make a prediction. The next election cycle, the Republicans will be saying, well, we can't get it done because we don't have the president. Then the cycle after that, they'll say, well, we couldn't get things done because the Supreme Court was in our way. This is an exact example of the difference between campaigning and governing. Because if you look at it, you got to say either Ted Cruz is nuts or John Hovind's nuts. Who do you want to bet on? Ted Cruz has got a lot of support.
Yeah, again, I don't think this excuse is going to play much into 2015, to tell you the truth. I'm not going to buy it.
Let Kevin defend this. You're somewhat coming off as an apologist, and you can tell that as some of your callers are coming in. Let Kevin Cramer defend what the circumstances are.
They're the guys that are doing all the campaigning. Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer, all of them will have to do it without question. I would hope so.
They represent North Dakota, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and they should all be held to the highest standard. And you've got a perfect example right now. Our senator says, wait, the very popular senator from Texas, Cruz, says you're crazy. Let's pull the trigger now. Well, let's decide. We're going to decide. You're going to find out.
And again, Ted Cruz was the leader last time. I like Ted Cruz because I think, again, we ought to think all these things through. I the fact that he's pushing and he's suggesting.
Well, that,
but
he's
I also think Senator Hovind makes some sense. You fight when you can win
I would hope that anybody with any sense would agree with Senator Hovind, but that isn't the point. They're already at now. You take immigration. They're going to go against the Wall Street and the Chamber of Commerce, but they've made all these promises. Well, let's check it out. Let's hold our feet to the fire. But if you think that Ted Cruz is such a leading Republican and his ideas are good, then it seems to me like there's a large part of your Republican Party that's unwilling to pull the trigger. It can't be both ways. It's one or the other.
Kurt, thanks for the call. Mike in Williston, you're back. Can you hear me now, Mike?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Good. What's on your mind?
Pardon me?
What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, what's on my mind? I just wondering on the filtration new law that the Industrial Commission passed, what are they trying to filter out of the crude oil? I mean, it's called crude because it's in a crude state. So what's the issue that they passed the law for?
Yeah, it's the conditioning. Essentially, what they're doing is addressing the concerns over what happened at Castleton, what happened in Canada, with again, trains not staying on the track. I don't blame what was in the tanker car myself. I blame what was in the fact that the train didn't stay on the track first and foremost, and we tend to lose sight of that. But it's addressing that. It's what the industry says is it's micromanaging an outcome, saying you got to get to a certain temperature pressure, and rather than just say, hey, here's our ultimate goal, get there however you get there, and so they're calling it overregulation. And also adding to the slowdown is we heard from Len Helm.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that special season and that special time of year when we say thank you for what's been given to us and start to look forward to the promise of a new year. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the season, we hope you'll accept our warm wishes when we say Merry Christmas to you and your family from all your friends at Shields. Shields, when it comes to gear, Christmas, and sports, we're right there with you and right there in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose, where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. And here's a deal to help you get started. Begin your graduate degree on January 5th and get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. Plus, you can apply for free. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply. Or email enroll@umary.edu. That's enroll@umary.edu. Do it today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Christmas music reminds me to tell you about a great Christmas gift-giving idea, MyPillow. That's right. You can give MyPillow as a Christmas gift. Well, not mine, but one just like it. My good friends at MyPillow.com. And because they've recently been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, you can get a two-for-one deal. So you can get a pillow and you can give away a pillow. How about that? Or give away two pillows if you're feeling like a real generous soul this Christmas. This is the the pillow with the patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position, machine washable and dryable, non-allergenic, 10-year warranty that comes with this baby, and a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it 60 nights just to prove it's great, and you can return it at any point. It is wonderful. MyPillow.com is the website. You use promo code Scott to get the two-for-one deal or call them. Here's the number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, and tell them Scott sent you. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Travis in Minot, what is on your mind, Travis?
Hey, Scott. What I'm really interested in hearing more discussion about that seems to really be not talked about is the fact that the Congress has decided that the U.S. taxpayer is going to need to be responsible for our big bankers' gambling habits called derivatives. Doesn't seem to be too many people that really understand that concept, and the fact that you know, even the G20 summit has laid out procedures for U.S. Paper holders, meaning anybody with a bank account, to bail in the debts that will be incurred should things start to fall apart like they did in the housing collapse here of a few years ago. And we're not hearing much discussion about that, and I'm curious what your thoughts are and if you research that and if, you know, hear more people talk about that, including our congressional members.
I'm not interested. Now, where is this where is this written? What's it part of?
Well,
you're saying you mentioned
the
G20 summit.
Well, this is first off, that's a separate issue, which was about a month ago that was those things were identified. But just recently, in our spending bill, the omnibus spending bill, this has supposedly been a part of that. So I've done a little reading on it. I don't feel confident enough to say that it's absolute, and that's why I'm asking you. What you know about it?
No, I don't know much about it at all. I do have Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann coming up here in a little bit. So she, no doubt, as one who voted against it, will have a laundry list of things that concern her. We'll see if that's part of it.
That sounds great.
But you're saying, okay, here's something from Forbes on it called a Christmas present. Let's see here. The Christmas present for the banks from the omnibus bill. Wall Street banks like Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase have flexed the power of their influence to pressure Congress and the White House into a key change in the law that will allow the trading of risky financial derivatives and bank operations that are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. This is coming from a partisan source here, however, though, Mr. Lenzner. It's an op-ed. It's not a news piece. There were a lot of folks that were championing the fact that Dodd-Frank and some of the overreach and regulation were being reduced, and I think this is part of that. So one argument, this would be the Elizabeth Warren argument, is, hey, all the bad things that happened can happen again. So it's worth digging into. We'll invite some experts in to debate it. I reading this one piece, and I'm reading an opinion piece from Forbes, this looks to be, again, the Elizabeth Warren view of this. Because I think there's a lot of arguments for key sections of Dodd-Frank being reduced that will actually be a positive for the economy. Whether or not this derivative issue you're talking about is part of that or not, I need to know more. But I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Yep. Appreciate hearing about that.
Yeah. Interesting. And again, I have a hard time believing Barney Frank, right? So... that's why I see what you're seeing. I just I need to get some more information before I can buy into it. Appreciate the call, though. Thanks a bunch. By the way, we talked earlier at the beginning of the program about a hostage crisis in Australia that was going a good 16 hours, and it has resolved in the last hour. I guess it ended up being about a 17-hour shakedown. They know now who the individual is responsible. He was shot when they raided the cafe. And at least four hostages hurt. Don't know any more than that, how serious the injuries are. And the rest were able to get out of there. But there were ties by this Iranian individual to ISIS is all we know. So, but I just want to let you know there was an end to that particular story. So that's good news. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Nancy sends a note saying, I want to let you know about a veteran hiring initiative that Fortis Energy is undertaking. Fortis for Vets. I thought this might be a good holiday interview if you're interested. Nathan Conway's the CEO. He recently spoke at the Young Professionals and Energy Veteran Award Banquet regarding this hiring initiative. Fortis currently has 10% of their employees as veterans, guardsmen, or reservists. Good for them. Fantastic. And Nancy, thank you for the suggestion. By the way, we always welcome suggestions on guests or particular topics. Last caller being a prime example, wanting to know more about what's been added on Dodd-Frank. And Michelle Bachmann, I am going to ask about that coming up here in a few minutes because she's been one of the critics of the overreach and regulation in Dodd-Frank and how it contributed to our economic crisis. So we'll get her take on that. But Nancy's suggestion, too, anytime there's any effort to single out vets for hiring, I love it. Great idea. So we'll dig into that one as well. Thanks for the suggestion. Let's see here. A couple other comments we're getting on our Facebook questions regarding all these issues. Time Magazine recently named Ebola doctors and survivors as their Persons of the Year. Who would be your Person of the Year nominee, both nationally and closer to home? Question that we're asking. Here's some of your answers today on that of the program. Marianne says, I think Ebola doctors is a good choice. Closer to home, I can't think of one person, but maybe a group of people, all veterans. Marianne, there you go. Veterans are doing some good things. Kenny wants to know if Time Magazine has any credibility left. I'm with you. And some of their choices are head scratchers I have. Ryan says, the problem I have with the Ebola thing is prior to the election, it was some huge crisis that threatened to kill us all. And now after the election, amazingly, you hear nothing about it anymore. Isn't that so true? And again, a prime example how I think our media does a huge disservice to us. Prime example, another one right now, is refighting this torture thing, just playing into the hands of Democrats who issue some hatchet job on the people that kept us safe post 9/11, for crying out loud, number one. Number two, 9/11 in the immediate aftermath is when these measures were employed. They're no longer used. And so it's a way for Dianne Feinstein to take a shot at these folks on the way out, but not really accomplish anything. Didn't talk to anybody accused, didn't talk to any critics, didn't interview anybody, just put out a one-sided report and said, this is bad. And if you watched any of the Sunday shows yesterday, it was all torture all the time. And there is no new news here. There's no new, anything other than political pot shots from the Democrats. But like the Ebola crisis, they see it as a good thing to talk about, I guess. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, when we return.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Christmas one and all. We broke out the Christmas music here to stay in the Christmas spirit. Counting down to a blessed day. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. The folks with one focus. That's sprayers. And wet year. We're coming off in a lot of parts of the Northern Plains. And you know that Apache sprayer has that light footprint. You owned an Apache sprayer. You were in the field when your neighbors were not. So you want to better prepare for the next growing season, stop and see my pals at High Plains Apache. Find out about the best warranty in the business. Some new, some used. Check them out at highplainsapache.com. That's their website. Better yet, stop and see them. And, of course, they service them, too, like you can't believe. Great access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. And not just Apache, but other brand names as well. And they're all new ET Egg Center, Mandan, and Fargo locations online at highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will not be a member of the United States House of Representatives in the next session. That's a loss for the conservative cause. Joins us today to give us a little bit of a swan song on her way out after a great career of fighting. Nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, it's terrific to be with you again. And one of the highlights of my 8 years in Congress was being the chair of the conservative caucus, purge. Scott Hennis, I just wanted to thank you and your wonderful listeners for giving me that high honor, but also for standing up and standing strong. Every time we had a fight, I knew, Scott, that I could count on you. I could count on your audience. Your audience did more work to melt phone lines and put the pressure on our representatives to do the right thing. And I just want you to know it does pay off, even though it seems like we lose a lot of fights. The main thing is we're fighting. We're fighting. We're in it. We're pushing back. And I think that what we have done is put forward a very clear agenda versus what it is that the radical left wants. And we don't win them all. But remember, George Washington lost almost every battle until he won the most decisive one. So I'm still an optimist, and I'm going to be fighting, but from a little bit different perch. I will be speaking across the country. I'll be writing nationally. I'll be associating with different groups. So I am not gone. I just won't be an elected member of Congress. But what I want to do is give voice to the narrative across the country of what I think a lot of just real people, hardworking, real Americans want in our nation's capital.
I want to cover a lot of ground in our time with you today, including your take on the budget vote here of the last couple of days and over the weekend in the Senate, last week in the House, as well as your visit to the White House. Love the fact that you didn't use the opportunity to talk about the hors d'oeuvres being great, but rather pressing the president on It's an important business that's happening under his watch. I don't know if you're following the situation in ISIS. Iranian with ties to ISIS holding a cafe in Australia hostage the last 17 hours. It has ended now in his death as situation is over. But Australia also the place where there was a plot thwarted recently where they were just going to randomly pull people off the streets and behead them. So obviously yeah. ISIS raining its terror down on Australia. And another example of that today. What's going on here? Do you think this is a training ground to bring more things to the United States? You're obviously leaving Congress as a member of the intelligence community, so know a great deal about the threats we face. I wanted your take on this latest crisis and what's going on with ISIS.
Thank you for asking me about it. This is my concern. That's why at the White House Christmas party, I decided to have substantive remarks as president because I thought this is my last opportunity to be able to speak with him as a member of the United States Congress. And I thought I want to impress upon him the most important issue facing the world today, and that's Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon because they have stated unequivocally they will use a nuclear weapon against the United States and against the Jewish state of Israel. So I believe that when a madman speaks, you need to listen and take his words very seriously. The Islamic State is a part of a global jihadist movement. We hear about all of these different groups, whether it is AQAP, Boko Haram, the Islamic State. Just realize, simplify this. This is all the same thing. It's various flavors of the global jihadist movement. And their goal is very simple. They want a global caliphate, which means they want Islam to be not just the religion. They want all of us to follow the laws of Islam. So they want women, men to go under subjection to the Islamic laws. And as we've all seen, it's based upon inhumanity and brutality and raw power. They need to be defeated. And the only way to do that is by pushing back against them. So could this happen in the United States? Of course it could. Very easily it could. That's why we need to send a signal to these terrorists that we are going to take them on and not be sympathetic, and instead we are going to defend the American people. And that's why I brought that issue up to the president at the White House Christmas party, because I told him quite clearly, if Iran obtains a nuclear weapon on his watch, the course of world history changes, and it will be his watch, and that must not be allowed to happen, which is why the United States does have the capacity. We need to use our military capability and remove their nuclear infrastructure. Why in the world wouldn't we? It's been done before in Syria, Iraq, in Libya. It's been done before. We should do it again. What are we waiting for? You had also brought up, Scott, this vote that happened last Thursday in the House
right.
of Representatives.
Just before we go to that, I just want to finish yeah. on the Iran thing. So how did he react? You're suggesting a strategic takeout of nuclear capability that they have,
yeah.
Which he's obviously aware of. And, did he take your suggestion seriously?
Well, no, he was very condescending. He was arrogant, condescending, and patronizing. And he got this plastic smile on his face, and he said, well, Michelle, it just isn't that easy, but that's okay. Like, you're a stupid little idiot, and you can't possibly know what I know. Well, I serve on the Intelligence Committee. This is the area that I've followed, and I've spoken, sat down with experts to find out how we can deal with this issue, and this is our opportunity. But at the rate that our president is decimating our military capacity, quite literally, taking us back to pre-World War II and even 1917 levels regarding our Navy's capability, the window is closing. According to one expert that I sat with, the window is closing. America's ability to be able to take out these nuclear facilities may close by 2016. Well, now imagine that. If we no longer have the capacity to remove this threat, that's why I brought this to the president's attention, because we are willingly decimating our ability to be able to confront negative world actors on the world stage militarily. Why would any sane country do what our president is doing, which is reducing our military capability to keep us safe, but also to go on offense?
All right. So in the time we have left, I do want to talk about this budget battle and what was done first by the House and confirmed by the Senate after kind of a crazy day of votes late into Saturday. Senator John Hoeven It was quoted in the National Journal. We just talked about this with our listeners, saying disagreeing with the push to address the immigration matter immediately, arguing that they should handle that. What to do about Obama's executive order when they have the majority in January. Here's what the quote is from Senator Hovind. Fight when we can win and get something accomplished. That's what we're trying to set up for next year when we have the majority in the Senate. Short-term funding on the Department of Homeland Security to deal specifically with the immigration thing, and then the rest of the government funded through September, but fighting with the majority in the Senate, and obviously a stronger majority in the House. Wrong approach?
Yeah, it is the wrong approach, because we have the capability to be able to defund the president's unconstitutional legal work permits now, not later, now. For 8 years, I've been told, well, the next fight is the one when we'll really fight. Oh, really? I've heard that for 8 years. This was the most consequential vote that I've cast in 8 years. You and I have been in a lot of fights together, including Obamacare. This was the most consequential, because what the Republicans did, quite frankly, Scott, is we funded the president's voter registration drive for 2016, because we will see a minimum of 5 million new illegal aliens who will get not only work permits, but they'll get driver's license, Social Security numbers, Medicare. So they will have access to Social Security and to Medicare at a time when our Social Security and Medicare systems already don't have enough money to take care of the American people. So what will happen is, once they have all that documentation, it's not too hard to imagine that there will be Team Obama workers on these illegals' doorsteps signing them up to vote in 2016. Just take it to the bank. It's going to happen. And so from here on out, I don't know how in the world conservatives will be able to win presidential elections, because the deck has just been stacked with all new voters. Plus, the border isn't shut. I just recently went down to McAllen, Texas, after the president put this amnesty forward. And the Border Patrol told me, just at one stop, one point on the border, they interdicted 268,000 illegal aliens last year alone, 268,000. And they told me, after the president's new resources for Border Patrol, nothing will change. Will continue to have a flow. In fact, it will increase in all likelihood because of all these giveaways that we're giving to illegal aliens. So this totally upends the social compact with the American people, and it is kind of the ultimate change card that the president wanted to put forward with this fundamental transformation of the United States. And Hillary Clinton will be, if she's the next president, she will be the third and fourth term of Barack Obama. But really, all she has to do is maintenance of effort, because at this point, the president has fundamentally transformed us with redistribution of wealth and with a foreign policy that favors the Islamic agenda and cuts down the American agenda to advance our national interests. So this president has completely changed business for the United States in the way that we have known it in the past. And I am grateful, again, to your listeners, that at every step of the way, together, we have fought him on this fundamental change. I'm not a gloom and doom. I do believe in the future that we can continue to fight him. But why in the world fund this president? I don't know.
Can that fight continue, since the funding is only through February for the Department of Homeland Security? Can't they now fight with the Republican Senate and House? At least have two of the of three branches?
They can, if they will. The question is, will they defund? They refused to defund in December. But here's the dirty secret. The Republican establishment wants amnesty. They want it. The people don't, but they do. That's why
right. That's going to be the real test, without question. We're up against the clock, and I think you have to go. But if you're able to stay for a few more minutes, we'll have you. Otherwise, we'll bid you adieu and thank you so much for your wonderful service. Stay tuned, folks.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at BNSF, and they need you. They're hiring thousands of new employees this year. Over 400 people have been hired in North Dakota alone. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, go to BNSF.com/careers. BNSF.com/careers. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann here on her last day in Washington, D.C. So just to wrap up on our last part of the discussion, then I'm going to go some caller questions. I have a bunch of couple of emails and a Facebook post or two here to ask you about. Will they fight? That's your question. Will they defund amnesty? That'll be the test. Once they have the Republican Senate in the House, that's what you're going to be watching closely early in 2015, right?
Yeah, the thing that your listeners should be looking for is, will the Republicans draw a red line with Obama And in January, will they actually vote to defund his illegal, unconstitutional amnesty? Personally, I don't think at this point they will, unless they feel the heat from constituents back home. Because I think what they're going to say is, well, Homeland Security is so important, we can't defund it. Well, again, the secret is Homeland Security is about 85% essential services. So even if the Republicans said, look, we're not going to fund Homeland Security would still function because 85% are deemed essential and they would still keep going. This is a fight worth having. And the question is, will the Republican establishment vote, not only vote, but make sure that they will only agree to defund amnesty in January? Right now, I don't think they will, because it's the Republican leadership with the Democrat leadership that want to defund amnesty, because they don't want to take this issue into 2016. They want to just give amnesty now and talk about other things in 2016.
I had a call earlier asking about the portion of this bill that passed that reversed a key section of the Dodd-Frank bill of 2010. You've talked about how bad that was. Others have as well.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons, evidently, Elizabeth Warren was fighting this. He saw it as a bad thing because he said, you know, the financial derivative disaster, this would allow, you know, the big banks to go back into that arena that helped to torpedo the economy before. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I'm the author of the bill to repeal Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank is a terrible bill, and for 8 years I've sat on Financial Services Committee, and it's really shutting down community banks all across this country. And whereas loans used to be given 50% based upon what you had in terms of money and collateral, and 50% based upon what your banker thought of you, if you'd be a good risk or not, today it's all a math problem. And so a lot of people aren't getting loans anymore, and it's a very difficult situation. So we do need to reform it, but maybe what your listener is referring to is the Glass-Steagall Act, and they're concerned about banks having that ability again to sell derivatives. So it's all kind of a complicated thing, but again, it needs to be about free market economies, and that's not what the president wants to be about with Dodd-Frank.
One of the positives, Congressman Kevin Cramer pointed out, that the EPA is restricted from, enforcing anything in the Open Waters Act. A good thing for farmers and ranchers in North Dakota and Minnesota,
yeah,
obviously. And that the EPA was cut to a full-time equivalent of where they were in 1989 as part of this the short-term funding bill. Kenny says, I've heard Mark Levin say the EPA received more money than they asked for. I tend to believe him over most members of Congress, Paul Ryan and others included. Does Michelle know the truth on this?
Yeah. The fact is, you know, the president made up another law, as he usually does, another rule on climate change rule. Well, the Republicans just agreed to fully fund the president's climate change rule. Well, I think, is there any other state than North Dakota that would be more negatively impacted than that? Because that's what he wants to do, is shut down fossil fuels. Well, the gift that keeps on giving is North Dakota with the Bakken oil field. We want to do everything we can to keep the Bakken oil field open, running. This is blessing not only North Dakota, but all of North America. I mean, do you see how it's even impacting national security? When the Middle East oil prices are collapsing, that's hurting Putin, that's hurting these Middle East terrorist dictators, that's good for us. So Bakken oil field has helped America from a national security perspective. We want to keep this going. And this bad bill fully funded President Obama's dangerous climate change rules. So I wouldn't say that that's a win. I'd say that that's a big negative.
All right, a minute left, and let's go to what's next for Michelle Bachmann. You're headed, leaving Washington, D.C. today, headed back to Minnesota. You continue to fight just on a different platform?
Yeah, I will. I'll be traveling around the country, speaking nationally. I'll be writing for a national syndicator, and I'll be affiliating with groups. So I am far from being done. I'll just be fighting on a different level. And what I want to do is to be able to speak to women and speak to young people. I occupy a unique space. I'm the only woman who's ever participated in presidential debates on the Republican side. So I want to weigh in If there's a woman on the Democrat ticket, I want to be kind of the nemesis for her, because I've got a lot to say about Benghazi. I was there on the front line, and I want to be a female voice who's going to hold Mrs. Clinton accountable.
Well, we know that your voice will be one that will be heard, and glad to hear it's not going away. It's just going to be coming from a different platform. Thanks for the time today on your swan song on the way to Washington, D.C. Keep battling. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, Scott. Love your listeners.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, her final day in Washington, D.C. on What's on Your Mind. Out of time for today, but guess what? We get to do it all over again. Be careful out there, folks. Be careful. Reports of lots of slick roads, including, by the way, by Gackle, a minimum maintenance road. They're causing troubles. Highway 56. Be careful.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities, and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota, and I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota, and we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.